Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hey, Lewis.
Hello, welcome, Simon. It's good to see you.
Sure. right back at you.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Man. Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thanks for bringing me back for another wonderful episode of this.
Another portion.
Yes.
Of my peculiarities.
I didn't know I needed to come back for seconds, but it turns out...
Oh, you'll have thirds as well, mate.
Real, well, we'll
and
see.
Leftovers tomorrow.
Put them in the microwave.
Well, you can do.
You lucky with them cold? I don't know. I always re-microwave stuff, you know. Sometimes I spice it up a little bit. Add a little bit of new stuff, maybe.
Ooh.
I don't want to have the same old animal news every fucking day.
No animal news.
Just saying.
All right. No animal news, Lewis.
I've changed my mind. I could eat a little bit more.
Not allowed animal news.
What's going on?
We're having non-animal news today.
What's in the news?
News. What's sport?
Oh.
Sport. You're a very sporty...
The least of the interesting of news. I'd say sport, to me, would be the salad of news.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a side of news. Then there's the news, which is the meat. There's the sort of quirky bits of news that are the potatoes and the extra bits. And then there's the side salad of sport. And then the dessert is the weather, I guess.
What are the beans?
The beans,
yeah,
they're like the shitty news that you don't really need to know about. It's irrelevant news.
Okay.
You know?
Stuff about abroad.
You forget about them. It's stuff that's happening not in, yeah.
Yeah, non-Bristol news.
Yeah, like people getting trapped in a mine in...
Earthquakes and things.
The Congo or something, yeah. Obviously terrible stuff.
For them, sure.
But to me... Just a digestion. Just a forgettable beanie dish that just goes through and gets pooped out.
Oh my God.
You know? Doesn't bother me. Doesn't affect me. But I'm aware of it, but only loosely.
Yeah.
Hey,
Lewis.
Simon, thank you.
Have you heard about the standoff with armed police that occurred on a golf course?
Well, I'm not surprised about this because golf courses take up a very large proportion of the landmass of the Earth.
Okay, so statistically it's quite likely that there will be like a...
You'd be surprised how much of the land of the Earth is given away to golf courses.
I think I probably would be surprised.
Yeah, something like 1% or something crazy. It's high. It's a lot.
1%?
Maybe not that high.
Of all...
It's high, though. It's high. Surprisingly high.
Sure. I'm sure it's
1%. Let's just say 1% of Earth is
I'm thinking, like, cities probably don't take up 1% of the Earth, right?
No, probably not.
So, golf courses...
There's a lot. I'm just saying, people love golf.
Okay.
I heard it was a lot.
We do all love golf.
God, we love
golf. Yogscast, mad about golf.
We're always on a golf course. Everyone is.
You know,
that's why there's so much of the Earth's surface given away to golf.
Yeah. Who are your favourite golfers, Lewis?
I thought you were going to say golf courses.
Who are your favourite golfers, Lewis?
My favourite golfers?
Yeah, favourite golfers.
I love Colin Bateman. You know him?
You were trying to think of a surname.
Yes.
And Bateman.
Anthony.
That's what you came up with. Okay. Anthony?
That's his,
Anthony Anthony.
It's like Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's just got one name.
A mononym, yeah.
Anthony. Mm. You've seen him. He's good.
Anthony's fantastic.
He really hits those balls into the holes.
Yeah, with the club.
With the club, or when you see him.
Yeah.
With the ball.
That's his secret. He uses the club.
Hardly ever gets it in the rough.
Yeah.
It's always on the fairway. Never in the bunker. I've never seen him bunker it. Have you?
Not once.
It's a cracking shot, I would say. It's hole in one almost every round as well. Like,
that's incredible.
It's always one hole in one. Just sort of like a little treat for the audience, you know. Little,
they
does
love
it special.
It. They go wild. They go fucking wild.
But
for
he
it.
Just likes it. Yeah. Did you know that? Interesting, eh?
Very. Very. So there was an 18-year-old man that started just firing a gun at people.
Where was this? Let me guess. Florida.
Well, it wasn't. It was. It's America.
It was
is this
America.
In Massachusetts. Oh no, Florida. It is Florida.
Okay,
yep.
No. Well, there you go. See?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Florida. Yeah,
they got a lot of golf courses there.
Yeah, and a lot of crazy people as well. Well, just a lot of people.
Yeah, I think if you have a lot of golf courses and a lot of crazy people, you're gonna have some crazy people.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
It's only
someone.
I don't know why this is news as a result. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we could have predicted this.
Well, there's more to this.
Okay.
So there's an 18-year-old lad shooting a gun, runs into the golf course to escape from the police.
Right.
And then he's not on a golf course at all. He's just like in the suburbs on a rooftop with a gun. And the police are all armed, and they're saying, get on off the roof, throw the gun down, come on now, no need to be silly. Very tense situation. And then suddenly, a naked woman on a golf cart drives by. That's where golf comes in.
Right. So it wasn't on a golf course?
No.
It was just happened to be in Florida?
Yeah.
There was a naked woman in a golf cart just driving through this...
tense situation.
Tense.
Armed standoff.
Yeah.
See, it would have made sense to me that this occurred on a golf course, but where did she get the golf cart from? Why was she naked?
Well, it's hot.
It is very hot.
And it's Florida. So this is pretty normal, I think. There's a lot of reasons why she could be naked. Well, let's line them up. One, nudist.
Okay, there is a clue.
Two, drugs.
There is a clue, Lewis.
Three, porn star. Four.
Of course, porn stars always walk around in the nude in public.
I've never seen them in clothes. Have you? There you go.
I mean, there's awards. They have award ceremonies.
Well, I suppose sometimes they do start in clothes and take them off. But they don't put them back on.
That's true. They never put them back on. So how do they start with clothes on? They must have put them on at some point.
Someone must just... temporarily.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I guess they just find them, don't they? Maybe they're just driving by on a golf cart. Naked. They pick them up. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Put some clothes on.
So, anyway.
You can figure out the rest.
So there's
yourselves.
So there's this woman on a golf course, nude.
Not on a golf course. She's in a golf cart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's in a golf cart.
Nude.
Not... on a golf course, nude. She had a distinct odour of an alcoholic beverage coming from her person.
Oh, God, thank God. I didn't know where that was going, but I'm glad it was the alcoholic beverage. kind of like Malibu, something like that, you'd think.
Yeah, I think so. A classy drink
maybe
for a classy
hard
lady.
Salt seltzer.
Hard seltzer.
That's what they're drinking nowadays. Have you ever had one of them? No, neither have I. They're a thing, though.
Is that like a gin and tonic? Is that a hard seltzer?
Probably. I mean, it's nice that it's coming round again. You know, went out of fashion for a while. It's like a nan's drink, wasn't it? Or an auntie's drink, gin and tonic.
Yeah.
It's come back round and rebranded itself. I don't even know what it is, hard seltzer. I assume it is just a gin and tonic.
It's something fizzy, right? Seltzer's fizzy. So it's a fizzy alcoholic drink.
Yeah. Could be anything. I'm assuming it's not like an Alka-Seltzer.
You brought it up. You brought up hard seltzer.
Well, I wondered if you knew.
And you don't even know what it is.
But I'm asking... This is why I do this, though, with you. Because I'm hoping you know. I didn't realize you were as clueless as me. We Googling it now. The people in chat are going to be like, what the fuck are these two doing?
Hard seltzer. Tart cherry hard seltzer. What is this? No, I'm not. Oh.
Just.
Yes, I am. Bingo. We're in. We're in. What is this?
Do you see what I mean? It doesn't help, does it?
It's 5%
alcohol. We use a clean fermented alcohol. No wines or spirits. I think it's just a cheap way to like put ethanol in a...
Yeah, is it literally just alcohol in
a They've somehow soda. Gotten away with making like the cheapest alcohol in soda sound classy. I don't know how they've done it. It's hard sparkling alcohol water. Alcohol water.
Alcohol water.
That's all alcoholic drinks are.
There are many brands of hard seltzer. Thank you, Wikipedia.
I feel like I'm not even any more clued up. Maybe the whole point is it's like the financial industry. It's like all confusing and obfuscated to keep people like us away from knowing the truth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Like reverse repurchase options, all
but
that crap.
UK,
so confusing.
What's this?
It's like hard seltzer. What does that mean?
Oh, God.
I guess it's a normal seltzer, not that I've ever even considered what that is not alcoholic.
Dirty.
Is that what it says?
Dirty, but without an I.
It's very modern.
Dirty.
Well, you know, the I was taking up space. You didn't need it, did you? It was just a waste of... There's no room for I in the modern world.
There's no I in hard seltzer.
No, you're right.
Ooh.
And there isn't a me either. Like in team. So a woman's been drinking some...
Something. Hard seltzer.
Probably.
Woman's been drinking hard seltzer.
She drives through. What happens?
Well, no.
I'm really gripped with this story.
So she's at a house. She's just woken up. She goes to the fridge. She cracks open a hard seltzer. Downs it. Cracks open another one. Downs it. Cracks open a third. Downs it. Realises she feels hot. Takes off all her clothes.
Cracks open a fourth. Downs it.
No. There isn't a fourth.
Right.
She wants a fourth.
That's the problem.
She needs to drive to the liquor store.
Mm. You made that sound really erotic.
So she goes to her car. It's been stolen.
It's Florida.
Luckily, she lives near a golf course.
Is it related to Santa Claus?
She steals a golf cart.
Right.
From the golf course.
Of course she does. Because it's Florida. And you can do that. Especially if you're naked and drunk.
Yeah.
She drives.
She hightails it off to the liquor store when suddenly there's police with guns. She panics. She hits an officer. She gets arrested.
We're jumping the... Is this what's happened?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what happened.
The fuck?
Oh, no, resisting an officer without violence. So she didn't hit anyone. They said, all right, come on, you're coming with me. No. And that's it, and then they arrested her.
Yeah, that's very American, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, don't want to be driving a golf course.
I don't like that. Being charged for resisting an officer.
It's very American.
Can you do this thing, please? No, you're under arrest. Excuse me?
They taser you first, and then they shoot you, and then you're under arrest.
Like, she wasn't arrested for being
nude and driving
a golf cart. She was arrested for just refusing to obey an officer.
So what happened to the guy?
During a tense armed standoff.
What happened to the guy?
Forgot about that bit.
Is he okay? Did he escape? Were they angry that he got away or something? Or she?
I don't know. The story's not about him. It's about her.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, he got arrested.
Okay, good.
He got arrested.
So she didn't mess it up.
He was taking pot shots at people, didn't hit anyone.
She was just minding her own business.
He shot himself. Good job, idiot.
Well, that's, again, America, isn't it? It's all fine. I guess what's the moral of the story here? if you're going to drive to the liquor store naked,
yeah,
don't just pay attention. Yeah. And don't drive through an armed standoff.
You need to have, like, that's situational
very
awareness.
It's very hard in Florida because I assume you have to navigate your way through multiple armed standoffs to get from your house.
You're just about to go down one street. You're store. Like, oh, God, the police are there, guns, someone's on the roof. Turn off, you go down another street. Oh no, there's an escaped bear. They're shooting it with machine guns. Go down another, there's a liquor store being held up. Oh fuck, that's where I was going to go to. And then you're like, oh, I'll go to the next one.
Yeah.
You go down the highway. The highway's on fire.
Yeah, it's like a...
Police are shooting at the fire. It's not working. Like...
That's that, well, that's... I think you've just defined all of America there.
Yeah.
It's a shame. They had so much potential when we let them have independence, you know. But we don't want them back now. You know, you're on your own, America. Do your best. Fuck you. That's what
it's
I say.
Mixed messages here.
Do your best. You're on your own. Okay. Go for it. Good luck.
Good luck, but also fuck you.
That's how I feel. I can't change how I feel. You know, I feel like people like that, I've got respect. You got respect for the woman who casually drove naked around in her golf course and got arrested. I like that.
I mean, I like that as well. I hope she, you know, I hope she's all right.
She's got balls.
She's got balls.
And I respect that. I respect that woman. You know?
You've got to respect a woman with the balls.
Yeah. I think you, yeah. I think when driving you live somewhere that is like that, you become used to it. You know? It just becomes, you just don't, it's like Bristol. You know, I don't, there's certain things I obviously don't like about Bristol.
Mm.
But I'm used to it now. And I quite like the kind of angry homeless man and, you know, the shits on the sidewalk sometimes. I don't know, do you know what I mean? It's the sidewalk. Sorry, what am I doing? It's not America.
Shaking my damn head, my head.
But, you know, you're blind to your local town. You forgive it, you know?
I mean,
I'm not scared by like a crazy person in Bristol. In America, terrified. I know the Bristol crazy people.
Yeah.
I don't know the American crazy people.
I mean, if they're homeless, they probably don't have guns anyway, even in America.
Right.
And also, in Bristol, you've got all the vegan places that you can eat food at. So that's a good positive. That makes up for the shit on the sidewalk.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it does. It does.
Hey, Eloise.
Simon.
Waha! How's it going?
I'm fantastic.
The spaghetti. Mozzarella.
It's a me, Louis.
Ha ho!
Michael.
Ha ho! It's me!
Mickey?
Mario!
Classic, a classic joke. What's in the news? What's
happening? It's Italian. Italian themed.
Why are we in Italy now?
In Italy, there is a man who is so obsessed with Lord of the Rings that he's decided to live his life as Frodo Baggins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where do we begin? Is he okay? Is he safe?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest.
Is it secret?
Oh,
God. So what do you mean? Sorry.
He's a pastry chef, first of all.
I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
And
is he small? Does he have hairy feet?
He's not small at all. Quite a large man.
Oh.
He looks like Andre the Giant.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. And man, that is a gorgeous glamour shot of him. He's lying like a hobbit on a tree that's almost horizontal.
Over a river with sparkling clear water.
And he's holding like a little pipe.
With hobbit weed or whatever it is they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what do they smoke? The smoke leaf?
Ganj.
Do they?
The marijuana.
Is that what it's called in Italy? Interesting. So he's obviously a fan of Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
I assume.
He's such a fan of Lord of the Rings that he didn't want to, you know, pretend.
Live anymore as a pastry chef.
Yeah, he wanted to abandon his pastry chef life and actually, for real, become Frodo Baggins. So he lives with his family in a hobbit hole. I hope there's a picture.
Wow. He actually, well, I mean, that guy looks like terrifying undead Gandalf for a start.
That's his neighbour, Jeff.
Right. Yeah. Sure. He has actually built a fairly authentic looking hobbit hole by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's got a round door. That's the important bit.
Do you reckon
really,
this is in
it?
His parents' garden that he's built this?
I mean, the fact that he's given up his job and all this, he must have some sort of like income.
Well, he works as a pastry chef. He said so.
Well, I think he's given up that.
Which
life.
Is quite a hobbity job. To have, actually, isn't it? He loves his food.
That's true, actually, yeah.
He loves pastry. He loves lounging around.
If he was in IT, it wouldn't be quite the same.
Wouldn't work, would it? No, but pastry chef, fine with it. So why is this in the news? Sorry.
It's in the news.
Has he been arrested?
Why is it in the news?
Has he gone mad? What's happened?
Okay, so with a group of his friends, or fellowship.
Right. Are these people enthusiasts, or are they... Like
they're all just as fucking nuts as
right,
him.
Right, they're helping to fund his delusion.
Yeah. So they... apparently there's... One of them dressed as an elf, one as a dwarf, one as a sorcerer, and some of them dressed as hobbits and others humans.
Gandalf, I assume, is the sorcerer.
So, like...
Who wrote this?
Someone who's never seen Lord of the Rings wrote this, yes.
Fuck me.
Yes, very clearly. So they travelled 120 miles from his hometown to Naples. Why Naples? Because they were visiting Mount Vesuvius in order to throw a ring into the crater of the volcano.
Wow, that's cool. I like this now. This is like a proper fellowship, fun event thing with your friends. It's like cosplaying. You could see a bunch of guys. I like this. This is wish fulfillment now.
So just say that he did walk the 120 miles. This man here.
He's a big guy.
Walked 120 miles.
Looks like he needs it.
Oh, there's a quote as well. I was still reading about the lives of the other people. I decided I want to live my life like a hobbit.
Really? Life to the fullest.
Yeah.
That's how the hobbits live.
He bought 2 hectares of land. He built his hobbit hole there, where he lives with his family.
In hobbit clothes.
He has a degree in geology.
That's helpful.
He plans to build a caravan for the dwarves, an inn called the Green Dragon, and also a larger version of Bilbo Baggins' house. Currently, I guess his own hobbit hole is just like a shed.
Right. Yeah, well, they're under the ground, so you don't really know how big they are. You could get, you know, from the outside, it's quite hard to tell.
It doesn't look like it's in the side of, like, a hill or anything. I think it is literally just, like, a shed.
Well, these underground houses are quite energy efficient. They're quite good. It's quite good to build
insulation.
Underground, apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, windows are tricky.
They've got to be round. Everything's got to be round.
Why?
Because it's a hobbit hole. Door's got to be round, the window's got to be round, toilet's got to be round.
Why is the door round? Isn't that just awkward?
A little bit. But it looks great.
Hobbits aren't round.
They are quite round.
Yeah, well, they're generously round. They're not spherical.
So, there's an important thing here. He walked 120 miles.
Good on him, with his fellowship.
In his hobbit clothes. Does that mean he did it barefoot? He must have done, right? Because otherwise he's fucking cheating.
The hairy feet. Well, you can probably just glue some, like, hair to your feet, you know, and pad along.
They did have the prosthetic feet that they wore in the movies, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah.
So they were wearing shoes that were in the shape of a foot, essentially.
He's basically starting up his own hobbit country.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, actually.
Which he can't name after anything in Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit.
No.
Because he'll get sued.
Yes.
So he can't call it Hobbiton or the Shire. Bag End. Or he can't name any of that.
No. But, well, I guess, yeah, he can't, like, fight the Ringwraiths. Like, there's a lot of things he can't do.
I mean, he did have a ring with him that he threw into Mount Vesuvius, but presumably when he put it on, nothing happened to him. Maybe he's Tom Bombadil in real life.
He wasn't in the movie, so a lot of people don't know who he is.
But he could, you know, ho, 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 hee, 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 I'm Tom Bombadil, I'm silly. He would sing songs, dance around, and he put the ring on and went, oh, look, nothing happened, silly little ring. You know, he'd like do like that kind of thing.
Did he?
Oh, I'm older than the universe, la, 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 la.
I'm a terrifying god. Yeah, he's supposed to be some sort of incredibly powerful clown character.
Very, very weird character.
I can see why they cut
he's
him.
Completely irrelevant in like almost everything. Lord of the Rings, Hobbit-wise.
Yeah, he has no value at all.
Yeah, like there's no point to his character. He's just, I don't even know why he was in the book originally.
But I don't think anyone does. That's why he got cut out of the movies.
Exactly.
Didn't they even film the bits, did they, Tom, or did they?
No.
Tom says no.
Like, why would they have Tom Bombadil? But Amazon doing their Lord of the Rings series. Well, that
apparently
it's
going to be old, using the similar thing as the Shadows of Mordor with old Celebrimbor, the ringmaker,
right?
And other folks of that age, you know, forging the rings and all the deception and trickery. And, yeah. Well, it's apparently a very, very expensive, thing, like hundreds of millions of dollars they put in. So it's going to be good. Maybe.
Has, like, anyone famous been cast in it?
They've cast a lot of people in it.
Yeah, but I don't think I know anyone that's cast.
Do you know
Tom? No.
The only thing I saw is they haven't cast Ian McKellen.
They haven't got Ian McKellen?
Yeah.
But, like, why would they have Ian McKellen, though?
Because Gandalf was around then, but not as an old man Gandalf. He was, like...
He's a young man Gandalf.
They can do the opposite of what they did in The Keep, where Ian McKellen... Yeah. Because in The Keep, the first time you see Ian McKellen in it, this is the Michael Mann film from the 80s, Ian McKellen's in it, he's an old man, and you think, okay, sure, I'm sure, you know, he's probably quite old back then, but he isn't. He's wearing prosthetics to look older than he is, and then due to, like, magical stuff, he becomes the young Ian McKellen that he was in the 80s. And that's quite a head fuck watching it back.
So you're saying we need to do the opposite of that?
Yeah.
We could probably just deep fake it all, honestly. Just get any, you know, it's not very hard these days. Just get him to do the voice.
We just need someone very, very tall, because everyone's going to be hobbits, and then you'll save on the CGI.
Yeah. You've got to cut corners wherever you can in $100 million.
Who's that tall?
Apparently they've got like three or four series already paid for.
What?
Yeah, of the Lord of the Rings thing. I know.
They're not going to wait and see how it does or anything? They're just going to make... Jesus Christ.
I know, it's a bit of a interesting... Because apparently they finished the first season, they filmed it in New Zealand, but then the second season is going to be filmed in the UK.
Right, in Bristol.
Yeah, in that toilet.
In the streets of Bristol. It's going to be Mordor.
But yeah. I think it's all done with like these... Like big TV screen backgrounds now. They're replacing green screen backgrounds with TV screen backgrounds.
Just so rear screen like, projection.
So you can be like dynamically when the camera moves, the background moves too. So it feels like they're...
Right, okay.
It's very clever stuff. It's all like the future. So yeah, they never need to go outside again, basically, is what I'm saying. They can do everything...
In front of a green screen.
But it's not. It's like a TV. So it's not green anymore.
It's not green.
It's like it's going back to like painted backgrounds, except for they can move them, dynamically. Very clever.
It's very clever. It just makes me think of when people were driving a car in old movies, and you have the rear screen projection behind them.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like, except without the car.
Yeah, it'll just be someone doing this. Well, it'll be like this,
except the horse. It'll be a horse instead of a car.
Yeah,
or an eagle, or a goblin,
riding a goblin. That's a different, it's a different film altogether.
Is it?
Well, I hope so. Will there be sex scenes in the Amazon Lord of the Rings?
Well, we don't know who the characters are yet, do we? could be like, there's going to be elf on elf action.
It's going to be very weird. It's going to be weird. If it's not a story for people are familiar with, if it's just like, you know, oh, this is before Lord of the Rings. The rings are being made. And then let's introduce 20 characters in the first half an hour of the series.
Yeah, that'll be it.
And everyone's just like, what? Who the? What?
And everyone will love it. It'll be like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's what people want.
And it'll probably like end the same as well. I mean, how will it end?
They'll throw a ring into the suit. Maybe these guys would do it.
Oh my God. Is this guerrilla marketing?
This is. Holy shit. And we didn't realise.
We fell for it.
They've been filming these guys' trip to Naples.
I mean, he does have something to say.
He's got like blisters on his hobbit feet. I haven't had a pastry in 4 days. I'm hungry. But he had Lembas bread.
The Earth today is threatened by pollution and the climate emergency, which are enemies as fearsome as Sauron.
What a thing to say. It's true. I would say that more fearsome than Sauron, being as that they are real.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
That's true. They are. Carry on. I'm excited to hear more.
We wanted to show that our land, like Tolkien's Middle Earth, must be saved and protected. That's why we went to there to throw a ring into Mount Vesuvius.
I still think this is pretty wholesome. I'm on board. I want to see the documentary about this.
Wait a minute. I'm too much of an environmentalist to throw a piece of iron into nature.
Right.
Right. First of all, that's a stupid fucking thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's putting it back where it came from.
Like, what do you think is going to happen to the iron in molten lava? It'll melt. And
it's not polluting, really, is it?
No. I symbolically threw a piece of solidified lava into the crater and gave the ring to a little boy we met.
No! This is... That's passing the ring on to... He's going to become Gollum now. You just fucked up that little boy's life. He's going to be eating fish out of a cave for the next 100 years until someone comes along and tricks him.
Oh, tricksy Italian. Oh, what has it got in its pocket? Oh, it's got a pastry in its pocket. Oh, no. Do you know what I mean? The whole thing falls apart.
I just like the idea of this fucking dude, Mr. Gentile. He's got the ring in his hand. He's standing at the crater of Mount Vesuvius.
I don't want to throw this away. This is polluting. I'll give it to this tiny child.
Isilda! Isilda!
What do you mean, the little boy we met?
I don't know what the fuck... The little boy! That just blows my mind. Oh! It's a real-life hobbit! It's like, no, I'm just a little boy! Like, what the fuck?
Oh, young Frodo. Here, take the ring.
Absolutely fucking crazy.
Where's he gonna... Is that boy on his own quest now? To take the ring somewhere else? Maybe.
No, he's just gonna use...
What other active
volcanoes
are there?
He's gonna use the magic of the ring for bad.
Oh, shit. What are you saying? He's gonna become Sauron?
He's gonna turn invisible and then look at ladies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Well, that's what most people would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Frodo didn't do that a bunch.
Well, I don't think that's
Bilbo.
I don't think that's how it works, though. The ring,
huh?
Doesn't when you're invisible, you can't see the titties. It's all wobbly wibbly, isn't it?
I mean, you can see most
fucked up.
You can see most things that are corporeal, but you can also see extra things, and some of the corporeal things are different.
Yeah,
it's like some of the things that you would see. In the normal world, are like, it's like glamour. It's like people don't actually, they're not actually that person.
I guess
the real person is sort of hidden underneath.
It's like having it's like an X-ray.
Yeah.
It's like, would...
It's like wearing X-ray specs. So you put on the ring and then you can see under the lady's clothing.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Right?
But then you, how do you like, how do you... Can you have a wank in that realm?
I think you've got to be careful, because if you use the hand that's got the ring on,
it might come off.
Yeah. Especially if you put the ring on your finger, and then just to spice things up, you put the finger up your asshole.
Right.
And then as you're pulling it out...
The ring... But the ring is tricksy.
It is tricksy.
It'll do that.
It is tricksy.
You have to make sure it's not going to tricksy you.
It has a new owner, your own rectum.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want him... becoming the next Dark Lord.
I think mine already is a bit of a Dark Lord, Lewis.
Holy shit. We should be the writers of this show. On to a winner here.
Give us a call, Amazon.
We're available. We're not doing anything, literally. For free.
This is it. This is what we do. This here.
You know, but...
Yeah. Listen, streaming on twitch.tv/SimonHoneydew.
There is a little bit of that, yeah. Mm. Other than that, though, it's just this magic.
Yeah.
You know. If you were a character in Lord of the Rings, which would you be?
Boromir.
Right. Not one of the dwarves.
No.
No.
Well, I mean, like... A whole bunch of the dwarves end up fucking dead off screen.
Yeah, I think how many dwarves do we really see in Lord of the Rings? Don't some dwarves come along? There's like an army, a little army of them somewhere.
Don't think so.
Really?
I don't think we see any of them. But the Hobbit, sure.
There's a bunch of them in The Hobbit.
But then by the time, you know, Lord of the Rings comes around, what happened to all these fucking dwarves? Dead. Eaten by
my cousin. He put us on a lovely feast in Moria. A great welcome.
Ooh. First, you've got to get through the door.
Yeah.
Melon.
What the fuck?
Melon. Melon. So you get in, Lewis. So you get in. Did you not even know?
Speak friend. Is that melon friend in Elvish?
Yeah.
Speak. I don't know.
Melon. That's what I do when I go around to someone's house. I knock at the door. I
you
wait
say
like
Elvish.
Half a second. Melon!
Right. That's why the police gets called so often. I know. But fortunately, there's always someone in a golf cart, naked, just interrupting, keeping the pressure off you. And that puts everyone in a good mood. You know what I mean? Much less likely to get shot.
That's true.
If they're all in a good mood. If they have a bad day, you watch out.
It's game over. It's game over.
Right off. Shoot that thing right off.
I might have to wear like a dandruff-coloured shirt from now on.
Or have a little bird on your shoulder. Nibbles it up.
Ugh.
A little dandruff-eating bird.
I'll just come in next week. I've got like just a large tick or something. Crawling on my face, eating the dead skin. Hey, Lewis, how's it going?
It sounds, like... It's like a symbiotic thing, yeah. Just keeping it alive. It's good. It's a good way to consider nature.
It's got, like, two beady eyes on it, but they're, like, the plastic ones that we have in the office that I've stuck to it to make it look more friendly. It's like reaching a tentacle out towards you, and I'm like, no! No!
My beard dandruff's fine. Quite bad, thank you. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What is happening? Man, it's this weather. That's why. It's gone all weird. It's made your skin all weird. My skin all weird.
Indian summer. That's what they call it.
Indian summer.
It's all right, Derwith.
Sounds like a sex move.
What?
Indian summer.
Anyway, thanks for watching and listening and everything.
Is that enough?
Thanks for your support.
Oh, good.
Cheers, everyone.